Senator, the Iran nuclear deal, that's an issue, just won't go away. It's getting lots of coverage. Just want to clarify your position on that.
Sure. When I reviewed the Iran nuclear agreement, I did it through the lens of national security. I sit on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and I spend a lot of time studying terrorism and how do we fight against it. One of the huge advantages of this agreement is that we will now have people on the ground for the entire nuclear supply chain and the three known nuclear facilities in Iran. And that gives us not only an intelligence edge, but a military edge should Iran choose to breach. Having people on the ground at each of these reactors, filling one of the reactors with concrete so it can no longer be utilized, taking all the production out of the deepest located facility, means that if Iran does have some clandestine production sometime in the future, not only can we take out those sites, we can actually bomb them accurately, but we'll have the intelligence to do so effectively. Outside of the agreement, we don't have any of that intelligence or advantage. Outside the agreement, we will stand alone and have to instill sanctions on our own. The world community will not back us. When I spoke to the ambassadors from the P5 plus one countries, they said they didn't believe going back to the negotiating table was an option. They didn't believe their countries would support it, and even more importantly, they believed that Iran would never do it, because the hardliners in Iran today were against this agreement. And if America walks away, they will say, we were right, you can't do a deal with Americans. So the likelihood of renegotiating is very unlikely. So given that, Iran will have two choices, and they will hold all the cards. They will either continue to produce uranium, and they'll perfect their process. If they choose to militarize, they could have enough uranium in 2 to 3 months for one bomb. They'd have the infrastructure for a bomb within a year. And so we'd have to make a decision about whether we're taking military action, arguably within a year. And that is a serious decision we would have to make. I think giving this agreement a chance to perhaps create a growing middle class in Iran where they reject the mullahs and reject the conservative religious views, they may embrace more democratic values. And that would make a huge difference in hopefully creating a peaceful relationship long term. Still, that's a remote possibility. And so the advantages militarily and from an intelligence perspective are very vital in this agreement, which is why I support it.
Are you surprised with Senator Schumer's stance on this position?
I think every senator looked at this on the merits and weighed the pros and the cons. There are pros, there are cons for both decisions. And I think this was a heartfelt decision of conscience for him. And he is, as you see in his op-ed, his ultimate conclusion is he doesn't trust the Iranians. So he doesn't really want to do this deal with them because he doesn't trust them. I don't trust the Iranians either, but I think the military and intelligence advantages are so significant it's worth pursuing. I respect him, and I respect his views and how he came to his conclusion. I have a different perspective that's informed by different things. So it's not surprising that different senators can reach different conclusions on something so important.
Given the complexity of this issue, is this dialogue good? I mean, is this beneficial?
I think it's very helpful for New Yorkers because they don't understand the agreement. They don't understand the risks. They are worried about increasing terrorism, and that's a real concern. It's a legitimate and real concern that Iran will take some of the money it gets through sanction reliefs and spend it on terrorism. We have made a commitment with our allies to fight terrorism at every door, at every place, and we will combat terrorism. But taking a nuclear bomb off the table for Iran is a hugely significant military and intelligence advantage, and one that is an existential threat to Israel and to our allies in the region. Despite the crippling sanctions Iran's been under, they've still found the money to spend $200 million with Hezbollah and Hamas over the last several years, and they will find that money regardless. What we can do is combat that. What is harder to combat is a nuclear Iran.